Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you, and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with 2 tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, you'll get a second bonus day in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with 5 Big Ten home games this season. Full schedule and tickets available at nusports.com. Cubs open a big series tonight in Milwaukee against the Brewers. The two teams will play 4 games between now and Sunday, with just 3.5 games separating them in the NL Central standings. Jake Arrieta makes his return to the rotation tonight. He'll face Milwaukee's Zach Davies. Davies will have to look out for Chris Bryant, though. Bryant batting .480 with a .552 on-base percentage at Miller Park this season. Pre-game with Mark Gurdy tonight at 6:35 here on The Score. White Sox and Astros again in Houston tonight. Carson Fulmer gets the start against Dallas Keuchel. One guy not intimidated by Keuchel is Jose Abreu. He's got a .417 career batting average against the lefty with 5 hits and 2 home runs and 12 at-bats. First pitch from Minute Maid Park tonight at 7:10. The Bulls say they're open to buying out Dwayne Wade if it's in the best interest of the team. Vice President John Paxson told Mullin Hanley this morning that he doesn't think the way fans talk about the Bulls is fair.
There's been a narrative, unfortunately, that we do everything wrong. And, you know, I mean, I understand better than anybody that there's a lot of luck in this business. There is a ton of it. And, you know, we got lucky after we kind of rebuilt the thing and got back to the playoffs. And we got lucky with the Derrick Rose, draft. But we also got unlucky when he blew out his knee.
Finally, some good news for the Bears. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport says Bears linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski will miss some time with that torn pectoral muscle, but it could just be a few weeks. It's no longer feared that it's a season-ending injury. And the Blackhawks will play preseason game number 2 tonight at home against Detroit. Puck drops at 7:30. This scoreboard update is sponsored by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to lifelock.com. Fresh, fast, and tasty, Jimmy John's is love at first bite, where locally purchased hand-sliced produce and all-natural meats are served every day. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meet. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Brewers at 6:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
How do?
A lot of thank yous today. The Spiegelman Parkin Show, Sam Munson of Pro Football Focus, Len Casper, Paul Charchian, our great producers, Rick Camp, Jay Zawoski, Brian Gertz doing the video stream at Watch 670 The Score. Hub.com. Joe and Julie had our updates today. Tomorrow we have Hub, Jonah Carey, Rich Campbell, and Jermaine Dye will be our celebrity NFL picker. But our biggest thanks to Layla Rahimi from Comcast. Great job. We're going to have you in here again tomorrow.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for everybody chiming in and interacting.
That's a,
She doesn't believe that. Because this is her, is this your first taste of the text line?
I've seen it a couple times before, but this is like the whole...
The whole deal, right?
Yeah.
This is the four-hour wear down.
Yeah.
Where, you know, at first I was like, oh, yay, Layla. And then the third I was like, I hate you. I hate everybody that looks like you. I wish
Sounds
you wasn't
like you.
The voice? Did you get anything about the voice?
Are you kidding? That happens all the time. I mean, I just look at the camera and people tell me they hate my voice. At least this time they hear me first.
See, but what you don't see is the tear that they shed as soon as they send it. And then they go back to their gig and they're looking at that meatball sandwich and they're thinking about the cardio that they didn't do today and how the person at home hates them and all those things come flooding in.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, maybe things aren't so bad for me because this person's living a lonely life.
Well, we've gotten desensitized to living with it every day. When, you know, a civilian comes in and looks at it, I feel better. I'm trying to highlight the positive things because there were a ton.
Wait till Anthony gets a piece of this today.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's going to get that golf shrapnel today.
I've worked with Bernstein before and I feel like with Dan, he's been at it for so long that maybe not as many people come at Dan quite as hard because they know that, all right, Dan's been at this too long. I've seen some of the stuff he gets, and just him tweeting at me when Jason's like, yeah, man, my boy Ant, blah,
they
blah.
Come along.
And then I get like Pepe the Frog and stuff.
They come along.
Just because of the fact that he mentioned me on Twitter, and my Twitter is pretty much like a Disney character. Like I'm just full of positivity and food
big,
pictures.
Lovable Ant.
It's rated G.
Why I've only got like 12 Twitter followers. But yeah, when Jason Goff is involved, it's just a whole different version
it's
of Twitter.
A different
for me.
Party. All of a sudden, you walked into a kegger.
Yeah, right. G-rated to R-rated in an instant.
It gets like that. So, what'd you guys do today? What'd you guys talk about?
Well, you know, I'm confident with the Cubs, like we talked about yesterday, but in theory, they have huge starting pitching questions.
Yes.
Lester last night, Arrieta tonight. It all could look entirely different. And we asked the hypothetical of, do you think the Cubs have it in them to start Hendricks game one?
I mean, I don't see why not.
I hope so.
This is the thing. I keep thinking about the Nationals and the Dodgers. And the last couple of years, you felt like you had two guys that you could start two times plus in a series and come away gravy. Like I'm gonna win one of those starts, if not both of those starts, with Lester and Arrieta.
Yep.
Now you look at Scherzer and you look at Kershaw and can you match up when they start who they want to start? Or even if they don't, but if they're ready to steal a game with their ace, can you do that on the other side? And like you said, those questions definitely need to be in Cubs fans' heads. And they have been all season long.
Sure.
I mean, we were talking about this before the injuries. We were talking about this before the shaky play, that once you go that far in the playoffs and your rehab or your body maintenance is pushed back. Like when Chris Bryant mentioned in one of the first spots that we did with him, and we're going to talk to Chris today.
Oh, nice.
Well, like the first four or five spots that we did with him, he mentioned that, yeah, I mean, I was a little tired. And it's okay. You know, it's okay to say, hey, I am a 24-year-old that's been beaten into the ground. And things happen in the offseason that usually you're getting your body prepared for that you just want to chill. So that, you know, along with the mental fatigue of going that far and having to ramp it all back up again, this is why teams don't repeat. Especially in baseball. Baseball, the small sample size and, you know, the crazy bounces, all of a sudden you've got some reliever in there in the fifth inning, the fourth inning that you don't want in there. This is why teams don't repeat. Hell, this is why teams that win the World Series don't make it back to the playoffs the last four or five years.
I won't lie, though, it bothered me a little bit when Chris was talking about being tired earlier in the season because he's a young cat. And to me, the dichotomy between the Cubs pitching staff and the guys in the lineup is that we know all the guys in the lineup are in their early to mid-20s, and that's the part of the team that should be together for years to come. Mm-hmm. Pitching staff, a lot of guys in their 30s.
Yeah, they bought
so
pitching.
Yeah, to me, it's one thing to hear Lackey, if Lackey says, yeah, my arm's gone, which he's never going to say, even when we can obviously see that it is in certain games, but if Lackey says it or if Lester says it, something like that is
a little
different.
But the innings are the innings. I mean, it's different, of course, to compare
sport,
it to football,
right.
but The beating that you take as an athlete, you know, I'd like to think that the regenerative process is a little bit different for a younger player than it is an older player. And of course, when you're older, things go on you a little bit quicker, muscles pull a little bit faster. But that beating that you take over 162 games, I think your body thinks it's young, but still, you're playing sure. every single day.
Layla, what was the stat you just had that you were talking about in terms of coming back after making the playoffs?
Yeah, or winning just, the World Series? Yeah, since the Yankees repeated, and they were the last team to do it in the 16 years that they've had playoffs since, only one team has gone back to the World Series after winning it, and that was the Phillies. Mm. And only seven teams have even made the playoffs. Yeah. And pitchers will say that those in that length of time and those innings and the wear on the arms do matter.
Yes, they do.
And ligaments have no age. No. Let's be honest.
I just wonder how much they're going to value. How many ligaments do you tear? One, two?
Oh, both knees I've had done. Oh. The left shoulder, yeah. Two on the left hand, two on the right foot, and the back.
I was going to mention my back hurting me from playing ball, but not today.
Right.
I'm going to leave that off. You know about the Lawrence and Dan Hampton thing, right? Where Lawrence mentioned one day about his knee hurting. And, you know, Dan's had 20-something procedures.
Right, exactly.
You know, on both knees. You
right.
know, like, he's got like, six dead people's knees all together.
Sure.
Cadaver
card. Yeah, you're right. Can't go through the metal detector.
I think Lawrence might have had a procedure or something.
Yeah.
And Lawrence mentioned it.
So, like, a legitimate gripe. Right. But not to Dan.
And the text line blew, do you know who you're hosting with? You're hosting with my idol, the Danimal. He can't walk to this day. And Dan's just sitting there like, yep, you know, they're kind of right. So anytime I'm around a football player, I make sure to, you know, make sure all hangnails are clipped. You know what I mean? Like, I don't floss too hard.
But make Dan sure no and Mongo comes. Are both like probably good, at least it appears to me, like 3 inches shorter at this point, just because of all the lower body procedures they've had over the years. My mom is actually like that too. My mom's had a bunch of back surgery. She used to be 6 foot. She's like 5'9" now.
Really?
At least I'm still tall, like for a normal person. I'm probably a good inch and a half shorter than I was at my tallest just through some back procedures. Right. Knee procedures.
Well, mine went the other way because I had spinal fusion for scoliosis, which is curvature of the spine. So they
straighten you out.
They straighten your spine.
Yeah.
I gained 2 inches.
High five for scoliosis.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I was like, oh, man, I could have made the basketball team if I do this a couple more times.
And the upper half of you was black now, too. So if you don't know that. That was the second part of the procedure.
For the other part. Yeah. But, you know, Judaism.
That's why I set up.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, get what you're born with, man.
You invited me over for a brisk yesterday, yeah, so true. I figured, you know, that's I might true. As well come through. What Please. Are we going to do today? You are, by the way, he is the king of all Jews today because he came to work.
I was, yeah.
I don't know if they're going to come looking for him.
Or, we should know?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Hey, I got the memo. Okay. We had a letter. We had a meeting. And
disapproving looks.
I'm just curious because I have a lot of very Jewish friends and some semi-Jewish friends. And, you know, a lot of them are still celebrating or observing, I guess.
Laying low so they don't get that look that Danny's getting.
Yeah, I'm getting judged by my bubby. Okay. I'm getting judged by my mom a little bit. You know, she's like, can we do lunch sometime soon? Like, it disappoints them that I'm not. Yeah, exactly. You're back in town now. I was excused when I didn't live here. Listen, I'm not an observant Jew, but I will always identify as being Jewish because I think culturally that matters to understand your people's history and that we're one of the smallest minorities in the world and there's still fewer Jews in the world today than the Holocaust. So like, I'm a proud Jewish person, but I don't mess with religion. I don't take off of work. It's football season.
Well, trust me, I know a lot of people who feel the same way you do and still take off for work.
Right.
Well, so I'm, shout out to you.
I work with one of them.
Yes.
Let's go. Yeah. We are here today. Savage Thursday. Yeah.
I thought I was going to be on an island because I actually thought Trubisky should not start yet, but you're actually on an island on your own.
Yeah.
That's a much bigger island.
I thought you were going to take this to Trubisky converting to Judaism.
No, that's what I thought.
We'd love to have a quarterback. Back on the team, man.
Sage Rosenfels.
Yeah, but he stinks.
Come on. Like,
I mean, listen.
Is he the pioneer? No, he can't be.
No. Sid Luckman.
Sid Luckman?
There you go.
Sid Luckman. Yeah, but yeah, I've heard all
Hall of Famer.
We got one.
Well,
we got one.
We got Tiger. You guys got him.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true. We got a few golfers.
I was about to say.
I'm just saying, I'd be willing to trade some actors, some media moguls.
We can do this anytime you want. I know Layla and Anthony are like, hold on now. We've got TV responsibilities.
We'll back away.
Can I get a point guard?
This text line to deal with.
Point guard.
Tamir Goodman?
Dude.
Jewish Jordan?
We need a point guard who can dunk.
A point guard who can dunk.
Like, what do I have to do to get Westbrook?
Jewish point guard that can dunk.
No. I'm saying, like, trading from delegations.
We're not giving him up. No.
John Wall?
You can have D. Rose? Rose?
He dunks like once a year.
You can have Rose. I mean, we got to match up.
All right,
you know,
fine.
Is there a gold that you can go with? Like, we got to match
can
up.
Can we confirm next. If D Rose digs on swine, though? Like, does he eat pork?
Oh, no. Did he, yesterday on his girlfriend's
that's
Snapchat,
your metric
and, he had yeah, three pork. Large slices of pizza in front of him in like two Snapples, and she was making fun of that, the fact that it was all for him. So D Rose is definitely, okay. He definitely, yeah, there is some pork on his fork, as uh-huh. they say.
All right. Well, I'll work out the all Jewish team as we go. I've heard all the jokes. The Jewish sports. The great Jewish sports athletes.
Yeah,
it's a pamphlet. All
you got
that stuff.
Gabe Kapler.
Yeah, Sean Green.
I love Sean Green.
Brad Osmus.
Brad. Well, he's about to get manager. His ass out of here though. Yeah. he's talking about getting fired. That which is kind of morbid. Who else? Come on,
Sandy Koufax.
Of course, Jason Marquis.
Ronnie Cikley. Was a Jew?
Really?
Yeah.
I had no
still
idea.
Is, right? I mean,
still is.
Unless we're calling him like yeah. Mustafa Cycling. Yeah. Like,
no.
Just took the dime.
No
the
conversion
side.
That yeah, I know okay. of. Was right. a professional basketball player. Still a Jew.
Yeah.
Got dunked on a lot by Jordan.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hit me by everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Syracuse love, too, by the way.
Yeah.
That's why you. Oh, so it was like a Syracuse that's Jewish
a
sports
A Syracuse
club.
Jewish basketball player.
There
I mean,
is.
Right up my alley.
You got Zaidman.
He gambles. Yeah. Zaidman, what other Jews do we have that went to Cuse?
Well, that's a long
how long do you have?
Layla wants to go about her business now.
I understand.
She's seen enough of the texts and heard enough of our corny jokes.
Well, I wasn't on John Greenberg's poll for second best Jewish host in the city, so that's why I'm working with
the
High Holidays.
That. Yeah. I saw that. And you know, come on, man. Like, what are we doing here, Greenberg? You're better than that.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what's Sylvie. Next? The best black host in the city?
Right.
Duh.
It's insulting.
It goes Lawrence Holmes.
Oh, see?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I expect that. Four and a half hours worth coming up. Don't worry
best
about it.
Best Persian host in the city.
Without question.
Killed it today.
Thanks, guys.
She looked around.
I'm like, I had to think about this. Man. I'm like, I don't. There could be another
are
one.
Are you also the worst Persian host?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm straight. The entire list.
Thank you for dealing with the foolishness today.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it. I just laugh because when you guys talk about getting taller, I just put heels on it. I'm 5'5". What
nice.
Up with
nice.
Now?
Nice.
Oh, with
true.
The heels. Is
with the
five.
Heels, dude. Okay. With the heels.
Seriously, it was a lot of fun today. We'll do it again tomorrow. What do you guys got?
We have a bunch of guests because apparently Nikki the Kid doesn't want to hear us talk today. Chris Bryan at 2:00, 3:00. Pete Futek with some college football news. Lisa Byington. Is it Byington?
Byington. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lisa Byington.
Who will also hear plenty about her voice because she's a female doing play-by-play of Big Ten football.
Yes. You know what? Good.
Yes. Yeah. We will hear
exactly.
her.
That's a cool story.
Jamie Eisenberg will help you with your awful fantasy football teams at 4:00. And Chicagoland area's own Cliff Floyd at 4:40 and 5:20. Okay, how we doing? Brian Billick will join us. So we got a lot until 6:00. And then me and Anthony Herron will, I'll try to sully his name and we'll argue about things. We'll probably get into a fist fight on watch670score.com. Right. Someone will have to take their shirt off. It'll probably be him. We'll talk about, you know, babies and marriage and all the things.
Got one on the way.
Yeah, he's got one on the way. Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah. So it should be
you're a heavy
show.
Favorite, I think, if you guys
if
you guys throw down
the odds.
I mean, you're a live underdog. Don't get me wrong.
The thing though, he's got
the injuries.
That's what I'm saying.
But Jay, every time you play basketball, you get hurt.
This is true. This is true. But, you know, I'm not going to fight Anthony on
that.
I
know you brought it up.
Come on.
You did I'm just saying the web numbers.
Ryan Cheverini.
I'll
take it to him. But
okay.
Not Anthony.
No, have a good show, gentlemen. It's Bernstein and Goff. Anthony Herron in on the score.
The Cubs' magic number is now 8. Cubs fans, this is where you want to be for Cubs playoff talk. And to listen to every exciting game now through the postseason.
And the Cubs win!
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The Cubs' magic number is sponsored by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score today. Even though it is still more than 3 years before the NFL and the NFLPA will be negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement, the battle lines are now pretty much drawn. The union this week unanimously re-elected Damaris Smith as its executive director. Smith has already said publicly that he thinks a strike or lockout is likely prior to the 2021 season, in large part because he's still smarting from the way the 2011 lockout knockout turned out. The man he went head-to-head with back then was Commissioner Roger Goodell. And it appears likely, in spite of Goodell's remarkable number of missteps in recent years, that the two men will rematch. It's been reported for months now that the owners plan to give Goodell a contract extension. Goodell versus Smith, round two. Coming, not soon, but coming. I'm John Feinstein.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995. Or 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf in Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $1,389 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Welcome to Knauss for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look, or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV, or the new seductive C-Class convertible, or one of the other new arrivals now at Knauss. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Licensee.
It's Jason Goff here, and if you travel for business, you know it's a game of wins and losses. Having your hotel room away from the elevator, that's a win. Not having Wi-Fi in your room, that's a loss. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, well, that's not just a win, it's a triple win. Number one, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Number two, Upside will reward you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every time you buy a business trip. And number three, and most importantly to people like myself, six-star treatment. You'll get it from Upside's customer service specialists, who they call navigators. One recent Upside customer had a flight delayed for 2 hours, so a navigator arranged for him to have complimentary access to the airline's executive lounge to pass the time. And that's just one example of how Upside navigators go above and beyond for business travelers like yourself. Upside navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 by voice, chat, email, or message on the Upside app, even reaching out to you with useful info to help you avoid a problem before it happens. And what I'm going to do for you right now is get you started with that Upside six-star treatment. Go to Upside.com and use my promo code SCORE, and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com. That's promo code SCORE for a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com when you buy your next business trip at Upside.com. Upside.com, you deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Kids, 1-877 cars for kids.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% savings for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than right now. And with clearance prices, you can take your pick of the 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995 or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf in Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer. On select models, HY21-8799, HP57-2205, GT65-8900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $1,389 per month per 1,000 borrowed. It is in lieu of sales prices.
For your business to perform its best, you need to create an environment designed to succeed. You can make it happen with Office Revolution, Chicago's premier office furniture dealer and official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio. Whether you need collaboration spaces, flexible workstations, or ergonomic solutions for a workforce of 20 people or 2,000, Office Revolution has the products, experience, expertise, and personal attention you need to create the space you want. Start building your winning work environment today at office-revolution.com.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Hello, how we doing?
We're doing good. We got a lot for you up until 6 o'clock. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on the video stream at watch670thescore.com. Make sure you tune in to Facebook Live. The chat is up. I will be jumping in there momentarily. I am Jason Goff. Dan Bernstein is out. Happy New Year to him and the like. I shouldn't say the like, should I? That's probably not a good way to start. Happy New Year to him and everybody like him. Yeah, Anthony Heron, you just heard him just now crush that reed. He's gonna be hanging out with us for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're gonna have
to leave
fun.
If there's more Morse code for me to read.
Nope.
Any more Morse code?
This is the indoctrination. This is it. You said you've been hazed before. Here it is for you, live right here. See, Nick Szepkowski has been taking it easy on Anthony Heron in his co-hosting appearances. That will not happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want the text line to have the same energy that it's had for me these last 14 years.
Not gonna happen.
Send it right his way.
We will
break Anthony Heron before the show is over.
You just watch. Text line's going to fall in love.
He's very happy. He's well-spoken. He's a good-looking man.
I don't care which president we talk about. I don't care which bill hasn't passed.
We need to break Anthony Heron. He needs to leave here a crushed soul, never wanting to do this ever again. He volunteered. He said yes. And now we can throw him to the wolves. Like I mentioned, the video stream is at watch670thescore.com. Website for all of the podcasts. Everything that you need is at BernsteinandGoffShow.com. If you want to email the show, they will not be read by me because I don't have the password to the email. So if you want to send content to Dan for tomorrow's show, BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com is where you want to go. And to interact with the show and the station as well on Facebook, where you can like the 670 The Score page. Make sure you share it. And maybe we'll get one of those social media stars like Giovanni Martinez, who we gave our first award to because people like to show their ass on Facebook every once in a while.
Literally?
As often. Oh. Oh, no.
It's not like PG-13.
It's not like an interaction thing where they could see us and we could see it.
Okay.
You remember that website back in the day? Is it chatroulette.com or roulettechat.com?
Where,
no. Yeah, have you, like, you, if you had a camera, a web camera, and you just hit, like, the button and it would just spin and you'd get whoever, you know, and it'd be people in their, you know, domicile.
And whatever they felt like.
Yeah, whatever wearing, they showed like anything yeah, goes. Exactly. Have you never heard of it?
I had a teammate one time. I was, this was my second year in Detroit. I let a teammate who they put on the practice squad come and stay with me and my, was she still fiance at that point? Fiance or wife. Came and stayed with us for like the last month of the season. They put him on the practice squad. And we still, you know, we had like a big chunky desktop like you had in the early 2000s. And, you know, I was on a road trip with the team. He was on the practice squad, so he didn't travel. Came back from that road trip where he had just been staying at our place. And my computer, I came home from practice one day, and the level of infection that my guy had put on my computer with all these different websites that he was searching. And I swear, I walked into the door coming home from practice, and I thought I was about to get divorced. My wife was trying, what are you looking at on this computer?
Yeah.
So I've been very, since then, even like that's that tough. Wasn't me, that was my guy who was looking at the stuff.
That's pretty
brazen. But just seeing her reaction.
That's pretty brazen to
that.
Use somebody else.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
It's kind of like when I came back to Chicago and I talked about the dude who was smoking weed down the hall from where I lived and stinking up the whole hall. I kind of feel like
the lie detector test determined that was a lie.
I kind of feel like Anthony Heron has been, this is the long con, where he's been telling his wife for years.
Just planting
like,
additional seeds.
Baby, that wasn't me.
Remember?
It wasn't
remember
me.
That time I said right. it? It's still true. Right. Still true.
I don't like llamas as much as the website would. See, that's the thing, too. Like, you got to be pretty brazen to jump on those kind of sites on someone else's hardware.
He was brazen. He's that guy.
That's kind
back
of
then
tough.
And still to this day.
We are broadcasting.
Love him, but he's that guy.
You shouldn't love him anymore. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. Chris Bryant, 2 o'clock. Pete Futek at 3 o'clock. Lisa Byington at 3:40. First Big Ten Network female football play-by-play voice. We will talk to her. 4 o'clock, we'll get your bad fantasy football teams correct with Jamie Eisenberg. 4:40, MLB Network's Cliff Floyd will join us. 5:20, Brian Billick will join us. We'll do the proppers on the other side of the glass after an update.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:31 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with 5 home Big Ten games this season. Full schedule and tickets are available at nusports.com. The Cubs getting set to play 4 games against the Brewers in Milwaukee starting tonight. Their lead over the Brewers in the NL Central is 3.5 games. Cardinals still lurking at 5 games back. Jake Arrieta returns to the rotation tonight to face Zach Davies. Davies has a 3.96 ERA and 4 starts against the Cubs this season. Pregame with Mark Grody tonight at 6:35 here on The Score. White Sox and Astros in Houston tonight. Carson Fulmer gets the start against Dallas Keuchel. Last time Keuchel faced the White Sox back in August, he gave up 10 hits and 8 runs in 4 innings. First pitch from Minute Maid Park tonight at 7:10. The Bears continue to prepare for Pittsburgh at Soldier Field on Sunday. Today, the team re-added wide receiver Tanner Gentry to the practice squad after he cleared waivers. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport says linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski's injury is not season-ending, though he could miss a few weeks with a torn pectoral muscle. Bulls Vice President John Paxson talked to Mullin Hanley this morning and says the relationship between the Bulls and Dwayne Wade is fluid and that the organization would consider buying out Wade if it was in the best interest of the team. In hockey, the Blackhawks play their second preseason game on the year tonight at home against Detroit. Puck drops at 7:30. The football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Brewers at 6:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart. Minute Mart has everything you need for living life in the go. Stop in today and get 2 Red Bull 16-ounce cans for just $7. Minute Mart has everything you need to get through late nights, early mornings, and everything in between.
These are great days we're living, bros.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show, Big Ant Heron. You can follow him on Twitter at Big Ant Heron, as he mentioned. His Twitter feed is I wouldn't say PG. It's rated G. He's a big, cuddly, lovable man.
I really am.
And we're going
at least on Twitter. Definitely on Twitter.
We're going to sully him today. It's already started on the text line. I told you not to take it easy on him at 67011, and you guys have heeded that advice.
Apparently. I'm curious. Who's the dude on the front page of ESPN.com looking just like you? I can say that. I don't want the people on the text line. Look at the front page of ESPN.com. Inside the clubhouse for the Dodgers rise and fall.
For me? Look like me?
Jason Goff is on the front page of ESPN.com.
That's
right
Yasiel
now.
Puig.
Yes. Mr. Puig. Thank you for joining us today.
No, dude. When I first started working with Jigs, and this is when I was a little, more svelte, he was like, hey, you look like Michael Vick. I'm telling you, this is when I had waves, my hair, my line was receding or whatever. He's like, Michael Vick.
Yeah.
And then it morphed. I started working with Terry, and Terry was like, hey, buddy, when Hard Knocks was on with the Dallas Cowboys, he's like, buddy, I saw your doppelganger last night. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, Martellus Bennett. I'm like, all right. So now it's Yasiel Puig.
It is.
I could do a lot worse, but I don't look like him. And I don't have his money nor his swag. Speaking of swag, we mentioned the video stream. You can watch us. You can watch
me lubricate.
Apparently, apply lotion to his skin. Affirming all stereotypes right now. we appreciate it.
I'm not going to be ashy. Even on the radio, I'm not going to be ashy. That's not happening.
Our Brian Gertz is directing the video stream.
Breaking Bears news. Bears first-round draft pick Mitch Trubisky will replace Mike Glennon as starting Bears quarterback. Get all the details here.
Well, give it a couple of weeks. Huh? I've been shouted down by every damn body, so now I have to stop thinking that. All the footballingtons like Ann Heron and Hub Arkish and Dan Pompey and everybody, all the people that I trust and to get me in the right football lane have shouted me down, so apparently my thoughts were bad. It wouldn't be a stretch.
But you got the headline, the breaking news ready. It's on standby.
Yeah, we got a lot of things. We still got breaking news. Carmelo Anthony's coming to the Bulls, so we got those in the tuck. We have a bunch of those.
How long has that been there?
Oh, a while. We don't clean those things out very often. Our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
Breaking Bulls news. The Bulls have fired Gar Forman. We've got all the details on this huge story.
Hey, don't play. Like you could have played that a couple of days ago when old Dougie C, the human tuning fork, got signed to a deal. And our Sultan of Sound, our audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Brings back memories. That cockatoo is magnificent. Right. The python, that snake, right. I guess the name was Asia. I thought it was Francine. Anyway, Asia. And then Cliff and Shelley, the penguins. I mean, all this stuff, the penguins like pooped all over. They poop every 15 minutes. Apparently, that's what penguins do. All over the brand new rug on the other side. So it was really, it was kind of fun to watch.
I have no idea what any of that was.
That cockatoo is magnificent.
Right. Well, or three. Depends on, well. I know.
See, that crossed my mind. You said it.
Yeah, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Texters, you could back off now.
Oh, wait, should I look?
Don't look. Please don't look. It's getting really bad. No, Anthony Heron isn't a washed-up Arena League player.
Let me see.
No, he's not better than me at this job already. This is one of those days where,
90% like Puig in that photo.
That's not.
They're digging it.
I look
I'm telling
nothing
you.
Like him.
Yes.
I don't. It, just because he's smiling, and we both have dimples. I think that's the only thing that got there. Yes. Other than that, I would never hug
You're going to pick out your favorite facial feature and say, yeah, that's what I have in common with him.
Yeah, I got the unibrow thing popping off, though, so he's got good separation in his brow. But that's not why you called. All right, so tonight, Anthony Heron, there will be another travesty that happens on my television via the NFL Network because CBS hasn't picked these games up yet. CBS usually picks it up, week 6, week 8, somewhere around there?
Now that NBC's involved there.
Oh, NBC too, yeah. They wait till everyone's hurt before they're like, the football isn't bad enough yet. So explain to people who, like myself, will watch tonight because I'm in a bad relationship with football. I can't stop it. I can't quit it. I am on football's Brokeback Mountain, just up there with cowboy boots and a sheepskin coat. And luckily, I didn't say anything else with sheepskin. But Thursday night football, more times than not, Monday night football over the last couple of years has been awful.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah, yeah, something. Yeah, something's got to happen here. But explain to the people what that turnaround is for a team that plays on Sunday to play on Thursday night. Because is that why the product usually is bad on Thursday nights? Is it as simple as that, or is it game planning, all the other things that go into it?
It's a factor. The quick turnaround certainly is part of it, because after you finish a game Sunday, I mean, even just the practice schedule itself, you don't even really consider after a Sunday game. If it's a normal week where you've got between Sunday and Sunday to play your games, you don't normally even consider getting halfway physical in practice until Wednesday, maybe even Thursday.
Take me through. All right, Sunday, 3:15, 3:30, the game is over. You got your media responsibilities. You've got every, you know, you. I don't know how long you guys talk as a team after, and then you put your clothes on, you go home. When you hit the door Sunday at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whenever you get home, what happens till Thursday when you're supposed to be still getting ready and getting your body prepared? Take us through those steps inside, you know, a guy who played in the league for 5-6 years.
So Sunday evening is yours at that point. So a lot of guys will spend time with the family. A lot of guys might go watch football. You'd be surprised how many guys aren't that interested in watching, you know, the second football game or Sunday night football, because, you know, 7 days a week of your life is football anyway. So Sunday evening is yours. You get up Monday, go into the facility, and you start to get your body right, start to get your mind right. You review the game film with the staff. So the staff goes in, you know, Sunday evening a lot of times, and definitely early Monday morning. So all your position coaches, coordinators, head coach, everybody, they've all reviewed the film, graded it out. So you get in there Monday morning to
play. But your body's still feeling like trash.
Oh, body is just, you can barely walk for the most part. You know, obviously, unless you're a specialist or something like that, or a guy who didn't play much in the game. But yeah, you can barely walk when you get to Monday. You get into meetings. Monday's a very mental day. You'll get out onto the field. They'll move you around a little bit just to start to get some lubrication in the joint workout, some of the, you know, the laxity in the muscles, and, you know, all the scar tissue that might be built up depending on what your condition is physically. And so Monday is just a light physical day. You get a lift in, you do a lot of rehab. Then Tuesday's an off day. Off day, if you're all banged up from the game, you go back in and get some treatment, some rehab on Tuesday also. But Tuesday is not as much of a organized team day, because that is the, you know, the mandated off day, depending on what your schedule is in the league.
And your obligations, if you have endorsements or something like that, usually, or if a radio spot.
Radio shows going on. So Tuesday is the day to get all that stuff out of the way, community appearances, everything else. Once you get to Wednesday, now it's, we're back into work mode, and we're fully into preparation mode for the game coming up that Sunday. So that's where, once you actually get on the field, after meetings, you know, you usually start off with early special teams meetings early in the day. Then you get into your team meetings, and you get into your position groups, you know, an offense, defense. And so once you're going through the day on Wednesday, you may hit the field at one point kind of in the middle of the day, just to initially start to have that kinesthetic part of putting in the game plan. Because people learn in a variety of ways. You're either visual learner, an audio learner, or a kinesthetic learner. And so, you know, most teams will try to teach in all three of those ways. And so once you've actually put the initial portion of the game plan in from the morning meetings on Wednesday, you usually hit the field for what's basically a walkthrough, just to say, hey, here's the schematic adjustments we want to make, correcting from last week. But then most importantly, we're moving forward to the game plan for this Sunday. Let's walk through that briefly on the field, go in, have a quick lunch, have a couple more meetings, and then you're ready to hit the practice field later Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening. So you go through practice Wednesday. So that practice would be your first padded practice. So now when we're comparing that to Thursday night football, right, it would have been the day before your game, before the team even considers doing something physical with you, where you're actually back on the field doing any kind of hitting at all at that point in the week. A lot of times, especially once you get deeper into the season, you'll treat Wednesday like it's a Monday almost for a lot of different teams. So usually Thursday might be the day that you even consider putting shoulder pads on and having some sort of real physical collisions taking place around the line of scrimmage and the guys who are in the box. Wide receivers, defensive backs, once you get a few weeks into the season, they're definitely not hitting each other that much on the practice field either. So this, the Thursday night football, what it does to your body and the way you can prepare is only part of it. But when you think about how it condenses the schedule in a way where, from a game planning standpoint, everything is so confined within just a couple of days that you're trying to get mentally ready to prepare for that next game and potentially try to make some corrections that happened from the previous game. Everything is so much more crunched together that it's hard to have the mental prep to be as sharp as you can. And then it's, especially the physical part of it, is just difficult within that finite amount of time.
Because I'm trying to think this thing through with the Mitchell Trubisky Bears conundrum that seemingly the entire city has, whether you know he's going to start later in the season and you're fine with that, whether you're like me who doesn't want to waste time and just wants to see it, and wants to see how he his preparation. You could start to put the red, you know, X's on his grade sheet of, okay, this is not how we do it here, this is how we do it, you know, those kinds of things, and maybe he can apply it later on in the season. You can see what he's refined. But the Steelers game, people are worried about the Steelers and the amount of pressure that offense will put on the Bears to score. And you don't want to put a rookie quarterback in there. That's fine. But I hear a lot of people talking about the short week, turning around and playing the Packers right after that, playing a game, you know, 11 days, two games in 11 days. And you don't want to put that kind of pressure on them. So I try to, because when you said that, when you heard Chris Bryant say something about fatigue early on in the season, you talked about a young guy, 24 years old, and how does that happen? I'm trying to apply that to everything that's being, well, that would be asked of a rookie quarterback with two games in 11 days, one being your NFC North rival and all that goes into that, Packers week and all those other things, how you would have to kind of jam a game plan into that hole and make sure that it fit and make sure that he's, one, comfortable enough, you know, the information is resonating and then he can apply it on the practice field. Is that the reason why? Is it, because we talked about a softer landing for him and a healthier front line and better receivers, even though I don't think the better receivers are going to sprout out of anywhere.
It's
up to the play caller to get those guys open now. And if Adam Shaheen wants to make an appearance and actually do something in practice to make people put him on the field a little bit more, I'm fine with that as well.
Well, he had more drops than receptions in the preseason.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm not exactly thinking he's going to come anytime soon with anything legitimate in the game either. But for Trubisky, from his standpoint, to play in a Thursday night game, the only way, and this isn't how the schedule would shape out, but the way that would end up working into his favor from a preparation standpoint is if there was actually, you know, the full prior week leading into it. If you're saying we got a week and a half to get him ready, or if it's going into the opening game where we finish that fourth preseason game and that's on a Thursday, so then we got a week and a half until that following Sunday before we put Mitch on the field, then you have extended time. But there's no way to utilize the previous week where you're preparing for a Sunday game and then to start preparing Mitchell Trubisky for the following Thursday game. There's not really a way to effectively say we're going to take extra time and to have him getting his first action in a Thursday week. I've heard a few folks say, and I don't even remember, maybe you mentioned it yesterday, just that, no, it wasn't you. I've heard somebody say, though, that, you know, maybe on a short week you get something out of Trubisky because the other team can't game plan for him either. To me, that's sort of a logic of diminishing returns, because as to the point I made yesterday, where no matter how bad Mike Glennon is, this isn't about Mike Glennon. And really, no matter, to me, to a certain extent, no matter how good the opponent is, because I don't even think it needs to be for the Bears about hiding Mitchell Trubisky from the great defenses in the league. To me, this needs to be about, when is he actually ready to step onto the field and potentially be at his personal, at his most comfortable? When has he actually absorbed enough information? When has he had enough repetition just even taking a snap from under center and the steps it takes to pull from center and properly hand the football off? Like, when everybody got all upset about that fourth preseason game where he handed the ball off 57 times in a row, there's a purpose to that. That's why I was impressed with how they actually managed that portion of the game, because he's someone who hasn't done that. When he did it in the third preseason game against the backup defense with the starting offense, he was tripping all over himself. So those are important reps for him that he hasn't really had, certainly not at the collegiate level and not very much at the NFL level. So again, I do think he'll play this year. I don't care what Mike Glennon does. To me, this all needs to be about, when is Mitchell Trubisky actually ready to look like an NFL quarterback when he steps out there?
This segment brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost, where taxes and fees are included on all plans. Get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE per line for $50. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You want to jump on the phone lines? A lot of people are already chiming in via text, 67011. If you want to do that, we're here for you as well. Top of the hour, we will talk to the reigning NL MVP and seemingly playoff bound Chris Bryant. We'll talk to him about last night's game. If you want to talk about it as well, John Lester not controlling the bottom half of the zone and the Tampa Bay Rays teeing off early, some of the pitching struggles that Danny Parkins and Lila Rahimi talked about, we can get into those with you as well. He's Anthony Heron. He's filling in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One.
As you know, I'm a big fan of Xfinity and everything it has to offer. It controls the temperature in my home, and it also secures my home with their alarm system. And of course, the Xfinity cable is where it's at. The Xfinity service with the thousands of movies on demand and all the shows that you want to watch. And of course, you got the five different tuners on the DVR, so you can record three or four different things while watching other TV shows. And lastly, but I'd say not leastly, of course, most importantly for me, is the X1 voice remote. I'm a guy who can't remember channels. So anytime I can't remember a channel number, all I have to do is press that blue button, that blue microphone button in the middle of my remote. And next thing you know, I say, find HBO or find Michigan football or find Chicago Cubs. And it goes right to it. I ordered the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I said, find Epic Fight, and it went right to it. The pay-per-view channel was right there for me last week. Ordered Canelo Alvarez fight against Triple G. It found that fight for me as well. So if you're a guy like myself who's losing his memory a little bit, all you have to do is have that X1 voice remote handy and hit that button. Next thing you know, you're set. Get started right now with Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months when you bundle both. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends October 22nd, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld, but you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sunrise shotgun in the new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now. Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 down. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Hey, Illinois drivers, we can make zero fatalities a reality. For starters, cars and trucks, please be extra careful when driving next to each other. Also, if your phone isn't hands-free, it's illegal to use when driving in Illinois. So drop it and drive. And remember, when you see orange signs, look for the unexpected. Something ahead could result in a crash. See orange, slow down, save lives. Together, we can make zero fatalities a reality. Always drive safely and embrace the orange. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs. Almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, lease a new 2017 Ford Focus for $179 per month for 36 months with 2019 Duet signing. First month's payments due at signing. Zero security deposit, taxes, and fees extra.
I played in the Fall Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Must qualify. See dealer for details. Offer expires 10-2-17.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. Anthony Heron is in for Dan Bernstein. So the Cubs lose big last night, but get started. For real, for real. Get yourself an 8-game back-to-back Milwaukee Brewers Cardinals thing happening. And, of course, it's for all the marbles. I think the Cubs will be fine.
Yeah, I don't know if it's productive to have like a so what feeling about last night, but
yeah.
So what?
Yeah. I mean, because the issues that you know are there, you saw last night. Uh-huh. John Lester can blow up on you. I mean, Jake Arrieta, who will get 3 starts in before the playoffs start, he was damn good, but you know, of course, you know, hamstring injuries are iffy. Mm-hmm. And John Lackey is a guy who's a little long in the tooth. So what Danny Parkins mentioned during transition, you do worry about the starting pitching. And it doesn't feel like it felt last year because of how much they pitched last year deep into the playoffs. This segment is brought to you by Private Bank, now CIBC. The Private Bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US. Member FDIC. We'll talk to Chris Bryant, top of the hour, right here on 670 The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson.
We believe that the rebuild was the right time. For us in the office, we just have to remain committed and positive. We got to be patient and disciplined. That's where I think we're on the right track.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon serves no purpose if he's turning the ball over. That's it. He serves no purpose.
Uh-huh.
Is Mitch Trubisky ready to play in less than ideal conditions and not have his entire development stunted? That's it.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
How are you giving Fox a fair bite at the apple here? You trade it up, and there's nothing wrong with trading up, provided the kid is good. You know, you got what looks like a good quarterback, but it's hands-off. You can't play him. So you got a player you can't play with the greatest asset that you had in the offseason. Fox is supposed to win without that.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is